Mobile.
KJ4CTD, W4DJW, how are you holding up, Wyatt?
We got fixed this morning, though. Gotta go out there and dangle some equipment.
Who got sick, Donaldson?
Yeah, one of their transmitters is being flaky.
Is it out on the runway? Well, hopefully you won't have a whole lot of airplanes to dodge.
You're a private pilot, have your own plane, and want to do touch and goes, it's a great time because you got all this time that you're not having to actually work.
This is true. I probably did more touch and goes at Donaldson than any other airport around this area. Donaldson and Spartanburg.
You know, very low traffic, good places to do touch and goes and pattern work.
And rack up hours. Lots of hours.
And something the other day is, from the control tower to the approach end, well, actually slightly beyond, to the fence line on runway 5 at Donaldson is a freaking mile. I never realized it was actually quite that far.
Sorry about that pause. There's a guy was texting me at work. It's kind of slow this morning at work. People are all getting reoriented, and I think it slows them down a little bit. They're all at home. I remember coming into that airport, coming up on it, or leaving it and coming back to Greenville-Spartanburg and trying to line up on it. Totally different world up there.
Actually, it's a good day to fly. If I had a license and, you know, got some money, I'd be up there flying today. Beautiful day.
Yeah, it's clear blue sky. I'm looking out through the camera on the front door outside. That's my only window to the outside. And it is pretty bright. Green grass, blue skies, a few white clouds here and there. But I have noticed the trees moving around. It's kind of windy, or at least last night it was when I was reviewing what all the animals did around the house last night this morning.
Yeah, I guess it's a touch windy. It doesn't look like it's, you know, it's not blowing the trees over, just the grasses.
Well, did you get all the data that you needed to... the backups of the programs and all that stuff. I know the VPN has been down, but just this morning I got the automated method of bringing it up and down programmed in. So like if it's not on and you wanted to get to some data, you could turn it on from your house, and then when you're done with it, turn it back off.
That script yet, and I haven't actually uploaded any of that to our GitLab instance, but maybe I get to it this weekend.
Well, when you get around to it, when you get ready, let me know, and I'll work with you so that you can turn the VPN on and off at will.
That's an interesting concept. Yeah, we'll have to talk and see how that's actually done. Did Johnny happen to share any of those pictures I shared with him?
No. He's been kind of quiet for a little while. I guess he's working a lot or something. I don't know. But I haven't been hearing from him like normal since the COVID thing really ramped up.
I'll get stopped again. I'll send you some. But I sent him.
Where are you right now? You're starting to break up a little bit. You're going through a shadow, it sounds like.
I'm in a hole, Highway 80 in Wade Hampton.
I did not realize there was a hole over there. I guess maybe it's those red lights and the control switches right there. Because you sounded clear that transmission. If you're out of there now.
Yeah, I was on the north side of the traffic light.
I think I remember Tom telling me that was a really, really bad spot. And when you get there, you can't hear good, and people can't hear you good. Something going on with those red light switches.
Didn't know that, but yeah. I heard you 5x5, a little scratchy, but not much more.
So you said when you get stopped, you'd send them? What are they pictures of?
Your test circuit.
Oh, test circuit. Test circuit? You mean like for cellular connectivity or something else?
No, your 5 to 3 volt test circuit. No, the level shifters.
Oh, you got pictures of those, or you need pictures of those?
No. KiCad is an open source EDA tool, and so I just took the little red level shifter boards that you had, and I put them all on one actual Raspberry Pi hat size card, full schematics and everything.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. That means I don't have to build boards anymore. We're just going to, like, order them or have them manufactured. They got what kind of connectors they got on them?
I just put simple pin headers on there for purposes of demonstration, and I need to run a simulation on it, too. So I got to figure out how to work SPICE on KiCad. But, you know, you can stick any pin header or, you know, connection that you want on there.
So we'd have the jumper from one side of, we'd have to like put jumper cables from one side of the level shifter over to the GPIO pins, and then how would we connect the other side of the level shifter to the radio?
Going to the GPIO pins, I can actually put traces in on the board to the 40-pin header. Drawing that you sent me, did it actually list the IO pins it was going to? And then on the other side, you can just, you know, put three terminals or fast connect terminals or whatever on it, and then you can just wire it in. Or we can do it with a, you know, heck, we can probably do it with a DV9 connector or something.
Well, I like the idea of using traces instead of jumper cables. Just neat, neat and clean, and they don't make like little antennas that are sticking up in the air to capture all kind of noise. I like that a lot better. And I can snap a picture of the top of the board to show you which pin went to which GPIO, but some of them are open. But I tried to keep them from having to cross over each other. Just went from the far left or right to the far left or right GPIO pin, and then worked my way across so that it's kind of like a fan, so they're not crisscrossing each other. And use the pins that were closest to the board so they're the shortest pins, and they wouldn't have to, like, cross over other access pins so that you couldn't get to them. But I'll snap a picture of that and send it to you if you want. It doesn't have to be that way. If you figure out a better way, we can switch the pins in the software real easy.
I have 8 full channels on this board, and the board is not actually optimized at all. I just kind of threw them in and made them look, you know, easy to get to, but it does have a full 8 channels on there. I didn't know if you, it didn't look like in the schematic picture that you sent me that you were using all 8 of them, that it only looked like you were using about 4 of them.
That is correct. I think I'm using 6 total. 2 for each radio, 2 for the receiver, 2 for the, no, 1 for the receiver, 1 for the transmitter, and 2 for the control/link radio. So you're right, 4 total.
Just 4, I'd get half of a Raspberry Pi board back easily. It only probably used up about 40% of a Pi Hat board for the level shifters.
W4DJW. Well, we know he wants to add one radio for sure, and he's talked about adding another radio, which would mean 4 more. Well, could be 4 more, could be 4 more, could be 2 more, just depends on how the radios are used. But we'll need all 8 eventually. I think we'll even run out at 8, depending on how many radios we put at each site.
Keep them in there, and you know, I would tell you how much of that board is actually consumed at the moment in a totally unoptimized fashion, but I am driving on 80, and there are a few idiots out here, so I can't look. But I think it's something like I'm currently using about 60% of that hat board, so I said there is room on there. I could add more level shifters if we had more IO pins available, or I could add something else.
Okay, so there's 2 other something else's. There's one is a real-time clock, because there's no, well, I guess there will be internet up there. I forgot about that. Well, but we want a real-time clock just in case something happens. It'll be our backup. So that is on that board. And then there is a pressure, humidity, temperature sensor that's on that board, both. I don't know if there's anything else we might want to add, but we know we want those 2 minimum, because those are 2 things that the Pi doesn't have.
Yeah. you can send me a schematic, you know, even if it's hand-drawn, about how you have those actually hooked in now, that'd be great. And anything else that you... Do we need a GPS up there? Because the GPS could give you a clock signal as well.
Well, that'd be triple redundancy. if GPS is, the receivers are kind of big, and that's a metal roof that it would have to get its signal through. I don't know how effective it would be. I'm not opposed to doing one, but I think that's probably overkill.
Have you had any need for the 1PPF or not?
Not really. I can get that from the real-time clock, and now I can also get it from the internet, now that we'll have the MOFI up there, as long as we're able to find a signal for the MOFI.
Well, my original request was, you know, anything and everything that you have built for the repeater for me to draw up a schematic for. Like I said, KCAD is a EDA, and you can do a lot of things with it. Not everything, but a lot of things.
So there is one other thing, that's the cooling fan, and it comes on and goes off. It's got a little tiny transistor and a resistor that connects to a GPIO pin, and based on what the temperature of the CPU is, it turns it on and turns it off, compared to a configuration file that tries to hold it around. That one's not very complicated, but that's the only other thing that I can think of off the top of my head. I'll snap a picture of the top of the board. I'd have to take it apart to get the bottom of the board and send that to you. That might be all that you need. You probably need the bottom, too, because you'll need to see the traces for the real-time clock and for the pressure sensor.
Because they shouldn't be hard traces to figure out.
Yeah, the real-time clock uses SDL and SDC, right? That's pin number 3, 5, 7... and 9, I think. But anyway, you can look at that. You can see how those traces are lined up. That's pretty cool. It'd be nice just to order boards instead of having to do all that laying out and soldering and testing and flipping the board over and making sure that you got the right pin to the right location.
And that sounds like it's an I2C interface. I was actually debating, they actually let tell you... if you want to make a proper Raspberry Pi hat, you have to have a little bitty EEPROM that identifies what the board is, and it's designed to run on I2C.
I think the pressure sensor, there's two things running on I2C. The sound card uses I2C, and the pressure sensor uses I2C. And what are you saying? If you add a hat, it needs another I2C channel, because you got like 20-something of them.
And officially speaking, if your board's going to do anything quasi-intelligent, it's supposed to have the I2C EEPROM chip on there, and that provides identity information. You know, this is Dave Watson's board, it's version 1.1, blah, blah, blah. And anything additional that you might want to put in. It's only like a 4K EEPROM.
So that should be a pretty tiny chip. That's just so that you play well with others. you don't try, if you're not hard-coded on the same I2C channel, you're flexible enough to move around. Like, I don't think that sound card has that, because it does not play well with others. It has a need for one of those I2C channels, and if you put something else with it, like I did that time with the power board that didn't work. That's the reason it didn't work. It was not compatible with the sound card, and neither one of them would budge.
There's an I2C command line tool, and it will identify everything that's in the system. Does the audio card identify?
It does, and when you run the I2C detect command line program, it draws you a picture of who, and it lays out an array of all of the different channels, and it shows you who's got which one and what their frequency is, and you can see it. and you can plug one board in and you do the I2C detect and you can see it takes that spot. And then you take that one out and put the other board in and it's taking the same spot. They can't work together.
My I2C knowledge is just very rudimentary at this point. I am tweaking it a little bit. It's not a whole lot of board space.
Okay. Well, I'll let you do the engineering on the board because I'm not good at that. I'll do the software if you do the hardware.
I'll look at it and, you know, make sure it looks like it's working correctly.
Yeah, I've done that a lot. And we still need to come up with some good pins instead of like a DB9, which is kind of clunky, something more elegant than a DB9, like maybe those PS2s, or Johnny said he had something in mind. I don't know what it was, but as long as it's not big and clunky, need to be conservative on the space and not turn connectors into antennas that can collect radio waves, because it's right there next to the transmitter, and when the transmitter is transmitting, it's real easy to turn a wire into an antenna.
Stand line.
W4DJW, standby.
4CTD mobile.
Well, that was good timing because I got pinged about the same time you did, and I think I'm just wrapping up with him. W4DJW. You were going through a scratchy spot too. You're clear now. So where were we? Because I lost my train of thought when this guy was asking me if this scrum team was going to be on their daily stand-up today.
Something about you verifying my work or something like that. I don't know. Although I guess we're both verifying each other's work, since I can't actually look at your software and go, that's not right.
Okay. He was wondering why he couldn't get in. I'm still in conversation with him. I thought I was done with him, but he's still asking questions. What did you say about last night?
I don't know anything about last night.
Okay, then I'm getting my wires crossed. My multitasking skills are getting worse the older I get.
I understand about all these workers that, you know, they normally go into an office to work, and there is an adjustment phase when you're pretty much working from home all the time. A lot of distractions that you don't realize are distractions.
That's true. I heard somebody say, I never really thought of it before, but I heard somebody say that there are two kinds of work-from-home workers, those that are there all the time and available, and when you ping them, they answer, and those that are easily distracted and probably shouldn't be working from home.
Over the years, you know, I'm either on site or I'm at home working. And I do answer all the time, except I just recently, you know, put some limits on that. My devices, they shut down at 10:30 at night and they don't wake up until something.
Yeah, I wish that had I had that luxury. There's no chance of that. If something breaks, I get a call. That's just the way it is. It doesn't matter where the hands on the clock are when it happens.
No, one exception. That's when they need me to come through. Because they are important.
You're going through a shadow again. I got about maybe 35% of that. Not enough to assemble anything. You should be getting close to Donaldson, no?
Out of the gate.
You get on Perimeter Road and go around?
Not far. I just go to the first gate, go through it, and then go across the runway.
I made many a trips around that Perimeter Road on a bicycle.
Long ago, they went and repaved it. And they were very impressed that they could actually get the funds to repave it.
Well, how about that? It did need it. I think Jimmy used to race boats down there on the backside of Perimeter Road where the lakes were.
The only thing they failed at when they painted is they didn't, you know, there's actually... They didn't keep things out and smooth them out.
You dropped out there. They paved the whole thing, end to end, beginning to end?
Well, from my understanding, but what I was saying was that, where your driveway is, it just drops off. There's no feathering to it at all.
Oh, so it's like a couple, 3 inches higher than where it drops off?
Yeah, it's kind of, the first couple of times I did it, it's like, oh, well, that's kind of irritating. Stand by, another landline.
Well, that's why you have a truck, right? It can handle those little dips and dings without issue. All right, if you're still listening, I'm going to let you go. I've got to get ready for a meeting. It's going to start in about 8 minutes, and I got about 8 minutes worth of work to do before it starts. So good talking to you, Wyatt. Be careful out there. KJ4CTD, W4DJW, clear.
Dave, I'm just driving into the gate. KJ4CTD, clear.
Yeah. Careful, it's clear.
Thank you.